A Reflection on the Upcoming Lenten and Easter Season by Gerard T. Broccolo. When we today hear the word Lent, we think of a standalone 6-week period in early spring when devout Christians engage in somber reflection and practices of self-denial as a form of empathy with the suffering and death of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. This is very different from how Lent was viewed originally. For the early Christian churches, Lent was only the first portion of a larger 14-week period that culminated on Pentecost Sunday. This larger season, let's call it the Lent-Easter season, was a time during which devout Christians reminded themselves that the dying and rising of Jesus was not just an historical past event. It was also an ongoing current process in their lives, one that enabled them to breathe a life-giving spirit into the world around them. Even for devout believers, conversion from sin to grace was not a one-time event, but an ongoing struggle. So every year in the Lent-Easter season, they took time to examine which parts of their daily lives still needed to die, with the belief that my letting go of negative attitudes and addictive behaviors would bring about a fresh renewal of life, especially for others. In other words, this was an annual renewal effort to let go of whatever was deadly for oneself and to come alive more fully for others. Through their self-discipline passage from what is deadly to oneself to what is life-giving for others, they became signs of the Holy Spirit, renewing their community of faith. This seasonal focus on a renewal of life for others, especially for others of their community, explains why their Lent-Easter celebrations were explicitly structured around an extended welcoming process for new members who would be baptized on the vigil of Easter Sunday. These Christians engaged in a self-discipline so that others could experience life more fully. This ongoing process of spiritual maturation that has been the centerpiece of the Christian worship calendar for centuries also describes a lifelong cycle of human development with which all of us can identify, Christian and non-Christian alike. So the first question for us as we begin the Lent-Easter season of 2008 is not just what food can I give up this year as a penance. More importantly, I must ask myself, what in my life needs letting go? A particular negative attitude? A type of addictive behavior? A debilitating fear? A lingering hurt? A recurring sore point in my life to which I've been clinging for too long? Just what in my life needs to change so that others around me could have a better life? So that they could feel a breath of fresh air. And so, let us pray. Gracious God, long ago you invited Abraham and Sarah to journey to a new land. You now invite us on a journey once again to pass through Lent to Easter glory. As we prepare for this season, help each of us in our ongoing struggle to be what we claim to be, as caregivers, as healthcare professionals. Give us the grace to let go of selfish concerns so that we can truly become more of a life giver for others. We pray this day and always that we may be made whole in your love. Amen.